This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is coming to Missouri to raise money to support Republican gubernatorial challenger Dave Spence. Spence's campaign said that Governor Walker will hold a luncheon fundraiser on Monday in the Kansas City area for Spence. He'll then attend a rally in Jefferson City before ending the day with another Spence fundraiser in St. Louis County. Spence is running against Democratic Governor Jay Nixon in the November 6th election. Walker is the third Republican governor to come to Spence's aid. Last month, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie held a fundraiser and rally for Spence in Springfield. And in August, Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell headlined a suburban St. Louis fundraiser for the candidate. McDonnell is chairman of the Republican Governors Association, and Christie is vice chairman. Joplin officials are hoping thousands of people will visit the city when the International Route 66 Festival comes to the city next August. Organizers of the festival and the Joplin Convention and Visitors Bureau announced yesterday that the festival will be held from August 1st through the 3rd in the Joplin area. The event was staged this year in Victorville, California, and last year in Amarillo, Texas. The Joplin Globe reports that the festival is part of an annual meeting of eight state associations and the National Park Service. The groups discuss strategy for preserving and promoting the historic highway. The festival generally features exhibits and presentations about the route and vendors selling their Route 66-related merchandise. Joplin organizers say they hope to spread events to cities for Missouri along Route 66. Democratic challenger Susan Monty is criticizing Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder over hotel bills and dealings with a stripper in a new TV ad. Kinder used personal funds to reimburse the state more than $54,000 for lodging, following reports by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that he spent hundreds of nights at St. Louis hotels. Kinder also acknowledged frequenting an Illinois strip club in the 1990s after an article in the Riverfront Times newspaper. Monty's TV spot raises both issues. Today, Kinder's campaign pointed to an online video posted 2 years ago that shows Monty speaking in a hallway during a Democratic event. Monty, who was then seeking re-election as state auditor, is shown holding a cup and praising the margaritas being served and suggesting a margarita machine fundraiser. A Missouri-based food distribution company has announced plans to bring 43 new jobs to Holt's Summit. Pro Food Systems Incorporated is adding a new headquarters with three components: a breading and blending facility, a logistics service center, and print companies. The company says it will invest $6 million into the project. Pro Food Systems CEO and President Sean Burcham says extreme growth is causing the change, and the company is looking forward to the move.
We broke ground 2 weeks ago have got the site completely cleared, and we hope to be in the new facility, full corporate offices and distribution center July 1 of next year.
Pro Food Systems Incorporated reported 59 current employees this year, with revenue reaching more than $25 million. The company began in Willard, Missouri in 1999. The Missouri Department of Economic Development encouraged Pro Food Systems to expand in Holt's Summit with tax credits and other incentives. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.